that sharpened?
It just, you gotta get it sharpened, that puts a finishing touch on it. That makes the leather really shave.
It does seem like leather.
Yeah, you put it, you can. I've seen a boy at school that takes the belt out and sharpen a knife on it. Let it rub it out. Yeah, it'll put a finishing edge on one. It's gotta be pretty sharp to start with.
Yeah. I didn't ever think of how that was done. I wouldn't
have guessed. Have you ever been to the barber shop seen a razor, a barber
sharpener's
razor? No. He'll make you take a wet rod and wet it a little. And just for shaving, he'll sharpen it on it. He got a razor top. Strap hanging on his barber chest.
Do they do that now, that kind of
thing? No, they used to throw away blades now.
Oh.
But just a year or two ago, they were still, that strap was ready that way. Just pull the shade.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you put in a pistol?
Cartridge.
Okay. And this is something that children used to play on. You take a long plank and you set it on a trestle and it goes.
Seesaw.
Okay. And children were playing on these, you'd say that they were.
Seesawing.
Okay. I don't guess you've ever heard of taking a plank and fixing it at both ends and children would bounce on it.
No, I never seen that.
I never did that. I think that's not this part of the sound.
Must be somewhere else.
Okay, what about something that you take the board and anchor it in the middle and it'd go round and round.
Merry-go-round.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Did you ever hear it called anything besides merry-go-round though?
Well, I don't think so.
You ever hear flying jenny or anything like
I've heard of that, but I don't know. I never associated with it. That, I guess it would be a flying jenny.
Yeah. And you say you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
Okay. What do you carry coal in?
Hod. A coal bucket. A hod.
Okay. On a fireplace, you talk about a chimney. But if you're talking about a stove, then what do you have?
Flue.
Okay, is the flue. Do you talk about stove pipe too?
Yeah, you'd have stove pipe and lead into a flue. Glue was made out of brick instead of small ones, like timber. Timber had to be pretty big in order to pick all the smoke from the fire, and the flue was generally about that big square.
Okay, so the flue is sort of like a miniature
timber? Yeah, miniature small timber, yeah.
Okay. This is something that you'd use to say if you had to move some bricks from one place to another. It's got this little vehicle that's got a small wheel in front.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you ever hear that call anything else?
Georgia buggy. Georgia buggy only got two wheels instead of one.
Does it? Someone else I talked to who was in the construction business had heard Georgia buggy.
So Georgia buggy has an axle and two wheels and pretty good size box in the middle to haul. Boy, more times you haul dirt or concrete. And the wheelbarrow has got one wheel front on, you can carry brick or concrete. What do they want to?
A Georgia buggy is the same.
Well, really not the same.
But with two wheels.
Two wheels, are you?
Okay. And let's see, you mentioned a wet rock. What would you use bigger than a wet rock that you turn?
Grindstone.
Okay.
Old time when the embers are ember wheels too, if you throw a motor and turn fast, they call them embers. But the old country one way peddling with your foot or crank it, they were grindstones, they were pretty good size. So you'd have a little paper ready for a water drip on it, have a can and fill the hole in no water drip on it, call them grindstones.
Why would you have water drip on it?
Keep getting the stuff too hot, keep the whatever you sharpen cool off. And the grinding was overheated. Burn the edge and burn the temper and the whatever you sharpen. Keep it cool around that way.